AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Lawyers for former President Donald Trump are asking a judge to dismiss the Washington federal election subversion case against him, arguing he is immune from prosecution for actions they say were taken in his official role as president. Trump's lawyers in Florida are asking to postpone his classified documents trial until after next year's presidential election. Here's the AP's Jackie Quinn.
Donald Trump's legal team says they have not yet received all the records they need to prepare for his defense. Right now, the trial is scheduled to start May 20th of next year on charges that Trump illegally hoarded classified documents. But his lawyers are seeking a postponement until at least mid-November, after the November 5th election.
The Biden administration is waiving 26 federal laws in South Texas to allow border wall construction. President Biden says money was appropriated for the wall during the Trump administration.
I can't stop that.
Do you believe the border wall works?
No.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says there's been another horrifying Russian strike in Ukraine.
Let's stop and think about what we're seeing. 49 innocent people who were killed by a Russian airstrike while they were shopping for food at a supermarket.
The number of dead is at least 51. That includes a child. A spokesman for President Vladimir Putin insists Russia does not target civilians. Putin also said hand grenade fragments were found in the bodies of people who died in the August crash of mercenary chief Yevgeny Prigozhin's plane. Syria's health minister raised the casualty toll from a drone attack that hit a packed military graduation ceremony to 80 killed. It was one of the deadliest attacks on the Syrian army in recent years. Prosecutors say New York Congressman George Santos' ex-campaign treasurer will plead guilty to an unspecified felony in connection with the federal investigation of financial irregularities connected to Santos. This is AP News. Some new technology on the football field.
AT&T and Gallaudet University have developed a football helmet for quarterbacks who are deaf or hard of hearing. The company and Washington-based school for students who are deaf or hard of hearing unveiled the new technology Thursday. The innovation allows a coach to call a play on a tablet from the sideline that then shows up visually on a small display screen inside the quarterback's helmet. Gallaudet coach Chuck Goldstein said he thinks the helmet, quote, will change football. The NCAA cleared the Division III school to start using the helmets in its game on Saturday against Hilbert. I'm Geffen Kuhlbach.
37 cases of bedbugs have been reported recently in France, and people are getting nervous less than a year away from the Paris Olympics. Prime Minister Elizabeth Borne called a meeting of ministers tomorrow to tackle the bedbug issue in an attempt to calm fears of a bigger problem down the road. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.